This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Composting is a process that occurs naturally as organic materials break down in the landscape. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini says it can also help your garden and your pocketbook. Cynthia, I know we like the fact that people do like to compost. It's a great way to get that organic matter. And there are really some do's and don'ts when it comes to this, but the thing that we need are greens and browns.
Exactly. And that's something you hear all the time. When you talk about composting, you are going to hear somebody say, make sure you have a good blend of greens and browns. So what does that mean? The greens are going to be things like fresh plant material that you've just pulled out of the ground, or kitchen waste like apple cores, banana peels, those kinds of things, as well as grass clippings if it hasn't been treated with any type of chemical. And then the browns are going to be those dried plant materials, organic mulch like wood chips, those kinds of things that are chopped real small, shredded dried leaves that you're raking up soon as we approach fall. Those types of dried plant material. And a mix of the greens and the browns is what's going to give you a good balance of nutrients, and it's going to give you the best decomposition rates.
And we really want to make sure that this is kind of a confined space. We don't want this to be too big.
Exactly. For the typical home gardener, you want your compost heap to be about 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot. And that's for a couple of reasons. One of those being, it's going to be easier for you to manage. If you create a mountain of compost, it's going to be really challenging for you to turn it unless you've got some kind of equipment to help you out. But it also helps the temperature, helps you get to the right temperature. If your pile is too small, it's not going to heat up as much as it needs to for that decomposition. But if it's too large of a pile, you can also have a struggle with getting enough oxygen into that pile. And oxygen's really important for decomposing.
And the layering is also important?
Right. When you're putting your pile together, layering greens, then browns, and then adding some water in with each layer also.
So what does the water do?
The water is going to help with the temperature, which is essential for decomposition. If your pile is dry, then it's not going to be heating up, and it's not going to be decomposing as rapidly as you would like. And the problem with that is if you are expecting to have a compost pile that you can use next spring and it hasn't decomposed fully, you're actually going to be potentially introducing more problems into your garden than benefits. One of those being if you have composted any type of plant material that has diseases or that might be overwintering pests and it doesn't decompose fully, then you're just going to be adding that into your garden next year. Another issue is if your compost hasn't fully decomposed and you add it into your garden, it could potentially be using up some of those nutrients in your soil that you were hoping your plants would be getting.
One thing I know that they say to keep an eye on is tomato plants, because sometimes there's disease in the plant.
Exactly. Tomato plants commonly are getting some of those diseases like early blight and septoria, and some of those can overwinter in the plant material. So if you compost your tomato plants, my first recommendation is don't compost them if you know they have disease. It can be a challenge to make sure that your compost pile gets hot enough to kill off those diseases. So if you already know you've had trouble with the diseases, just destroy that plant matter and don't try to compost it. But if you do compost it, really make sure that you have a fully decomposed pile before incorporating it into your garden next year.
Well, this is really great for the environment because it keeps things out of the landfill, and then it comes back and helps you grow more produce.
Absolutely. It benefits your pocketbook because you're not having to purchase compost. On that note, if you are buying compost or bringing in compost from an outside source, you do want to be sure to understand how that compost was cared for. If the person that you're getting that compost from was treating the ingredients with some type of an herbicide, that's something that you're going to want to know, because there could be residual amounts that are left in the compost, and that could affect next year's garden when you use it in your own soil.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on starting a compost pile. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.